WTBQ. Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. Welcome and thanks for listening. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11 and just kind of recap on what the American Dream is all about. It's about entrepreneurs of Orange County specifically, the great men and women that get up every day, make it happen, serve their family, serve their community, and provide a service for all those that are willing to partake. Good morning again. This is Jim Mazzetti. I'm at Miles Wealth Management. And they're the great sponsors of the show, kind of inspired me to do this. Actually, my father's the one actually inspired me to do this. He's the entrepreneur that kind of gave me my start and kind of my inspiration to do what we do here every day. And today is not unlike any other day. Every Tuesday I get to interview entrepreneurs of Orange County and from all walks of life, all different businesses, and today is no different. So this morning I've got the two owners from CKO Kickboxing in Warwick. I got Sabrina Scabone and Brian Caballero. Say that again for me. I goofed it. Caballero. I may actually get that by the end of the interview. I'm just warning you right now. So the rest of the day, everybody, pay attention. I'm just going to
go. Most commonly go by Sabrina and Brian.
Perfect. So we'll go by those two. Okay. So welcome to the show, and thanks for taking the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm very pleased. We're excited to get one of you, and actually I got two of you. I know, because it's very difficult because you run your own company, and it's very, as we all know, anybody that owns their own company, it's very not easy to sneak away and take time out for these things, so I sincerely appreciate it. So welcome. I'm not sure how we're going to start this, but we just kind of the way we do things in this show, it's all about entrepreneuring. And let's just give us a little background on yourselves. And Sabrina, if you want to give a little intro on who you are and how you got motivated to do this.
No pressure there.
None.
Sure. We'll make it short.
I don't think that's possible,
right? I have a bachelor's of science in biology, so I've always been kind of interested in how the body works. I originally thought I was going physical therapy track, but student loans came due, and it was time to get a big kid job. So I ended up in retail, managing retail, and long story short, got let go right after the bubble burst, right? Brought in a manager for 20 grand less. Why not, right?
Shocker.
She lasted about 3 months, and then they were calling me back again, but that's okay. I had relocated, moved back up home. My sister was going through a divorce, so I helped her out with her kids. She's got five, so I nannied those wonderful kids for about a year and was like, I need some stress relief, and found kickboxing just kind of organically, you know, through friends of friends.
That was your outlet?
It was my outlet. I was taking care of, you know, from a 16-year-old to a 2-year-old. So it was, you know, I need you, but I'm not going to tell you I need you, to I need you, and I'm going to scream it as loud as I possibly can that I need you.
That's family, by the way.
Absolutely. So I found kickboxing. It was great stress relief. They offered childcare so I could bring the little one with me, you know, and still get my hour in and, you know, be sane when the other ones got home and helped with homework. So it was good. I was a member for about 3 years before, or 3 years, 3 weeks before I decided to ask the manager, you know, hey, what's going on here? How do you become a trainer? And manager was the owner, and she said, well, you know, you have to work through me. So I said, I'm interested. And by May, this was April, by May, I started the instructor training program and took all summer and instructor to, you know, to owner. And really it was just a domino. Right place, right time, godsend, however you want to say it is, it was.
Use all those,
lucky enough to meet Brian all through the process, and you know, here we go.
As we say, the beginning of the journey, right? Sure. But you, like you said, you were laid off prior to this.
Yep. I was working in retail. I had gotten let go. They brought in a manager for 20 grand less, and I just thought, what am I going to do now?
And you know, it's funny how many times we talk to people and going, okay, so this was just that's just one time. This is going to continue to happen throughout my career. Mm-hmm. So how do I change it?
Right.
But, you know, kind of let's not jump too far ahead here. But sure. So you got lucky enough to go take out all that stress and anxiety on a bag.
That is true.
And then got introduced to the management side of it. And here you go.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it seems like it was really quick, right? I mean, it was May. We started the instructor program. The end of August, I was certified. And September, I was meeting with the CEO and founder, Joanne Drula, about taking over the Warwick site. They had been missing a manager. I thought that I wanted to manage the site. And, you know, as I told you earlier, I got an email back that he wasn't looking for a manager and was looking for someone to take over the franchise in this area. So I said, if you were willing to meet, I was. You know, I let him know from the get-go that this was my situation. I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And he saw the passion that, you know, that both of us have really for the workout, for the gym, and for everything that it does, because it's not, it's getting sweaty, it's getting a workout in, but it's life altering. I mean, what it did for me, what it did for Brian were completely different things, but it was enough to change my life. You know, I mean, I went from running up the stairs to take care of my 2-year-old nephew who was crying and still in his crib, you know, woke up crying. I had to run up the stairs, right?
I remember when we used to talk, he'd be like, hold on, I have to call you back. Zach's on top of the car.
He's like, he was a climber. So if he could get into trouble, he was getting into trouble, yeah. But, you know, running up the stairs completely winded and not even able to say, oh, what's the matter? To, you know, a month and a half later being like, wow, I took those stairs like it was nothing. I'm carrying on a conversation with a 2.5-year-old and I'm able to calm him and soothe him. You know, like it just, wow. That kind of stuff, you can't get in a bottle. That kind of stuff you can't, you know, you don't get with just a diet, you know? I mean,
you can't buy it in a pill. Absolutely. You can't, you know, you can't absolutely drink it. You can't do it. You got to actually physically commit to it.
And that realization was that my quality of life had changed in that little bit of time. You
wow
know, my quality of life had changed. And
that short period.
Yeah, it was good, you know? And I was like, I want to be able to do this for other people. This is why I wanted to go for physical therapy in the first place. I wanted to help people. And,
interesting.
It was a way that I could do it without having to go back to school.
I think the one thing Sabrina always says is when you go into business, or if you go into this business and we go into it for the money, then you're going into
the wrong business. Yeah,
absolutely.
So. Well, you know, you bring up a good point, Brian. I mean, the you know, there's so many times, and we work with businesses on a daily basis, is that, you know, and we talked about a little bit of this off air. A lot of times, I've met so many young business owners, or even business owners, regardless of age and gender, that sometimes come into this so well capitalized and yet still can't make the company run. And I think the key that you're both exuding here is because they're lacking that one key ingredient, which is the passion.
Right.
I mean, you gotta eat, sleep, and you know what? Every minute of the day.
If you didn't get paid for this, would you still wake up every day and do it?
Good point.
Right.
So that's a great point. So how about you, Brian? How did you get involved in the wonderful world of kicking bags for a living?
Let's see. I'm a little all over the place. So let's start off chronologically. I was younger, crazy. I ended up going to the Army. I got home. I ended up staying down. I grew up in Hudson County. So I was down there. It's been a change moving up here, but it's been a great change. And as time went on, I found myself in Sussex County. I needed to slow down. I have an 8-year-old son.
Okay.
And
that'll ground you.
Who at the time was 3 and a half.
Who at the time was maybe not even 2 by the time I had started making my way, or the transitions coming up here. And work, you know, nothing mattered anymore. I got to a point after a few years where you're working, like not typically a 9-to-5, but I was doing sales. So, you know, I got to wear a tie, I got to wear a blazer, everything all day. Contrary to what you just see me this morning, Jim, where I've got dog fur all over my sweater and I just woke up before. So it's like, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
So let's see, it was becoming a headache. And I was like, what the heck am I going to do with my life? What's going on? And I'm stubborn. So it takes me a while to really process and digest things, even when I have mentors around me. So one of the governing attributes that I've done lately, we do these things too, right? Is we look at ourselves, we break it down. I just did it with one of my clients yesterday, a young kid. And I go, what are your goals? What are you looking to accomplish? Why are you looking to accomplish them? How do they add to the quality of your life? And what traits do you need, or what traits would that person that accomplishes that have, right? What qualities? So I also realized I needed to be more flexible in life and learn to listen more, because I talk a lot. You didn't see that part of me yet.
Not yet.
So,
but this is perfect for this show, just
so
you know.
Absolutely.
So don't discount that.
So as I go through sales, always great, top performer, very passionate in what I do. I maybe attribute that to being a Libra. So it's like I do awesome, awesome, awesome. But then, you know, my personal life went crashing down. And I was like, is this life? What the heck am I doing? And I needed to slow down. So I came up to Sussex County first. And then I ended up eventually finding CKO. You know, at first I was running, going to the gym, trying to do a million different things, trying to get motivated.
You were doing
and also,
then, right?
Yeah, I mean, another thing is and we're in the health industry, so this is probably wild for people. I was trying to quit smoking. I was trying to stop drinking. I was trying to do all the vices, all the bad things
right
that we do. And I say trying because we've heard that before, right?
Sure.
You can try anything in life and you'll always fail. So you either have to do or you don't, and everything's an instant and a moment. just like with us. Like, we have our relationship, we work together, and it can be very challenging.
Ooh,
in the
yeah.
beginning it was, but we have to define roles, and I think we'll come back around to that.
Yeah, we will.
But what ends up happening is we saw that. She got the opportunity. I remember her asking me, and I knew she was going to do it anyway, whether
right.
I said yay or nay.
Yep.
So, but I was like, what a great opportunity. And I was still working. So then I was part-time at the gym, helping out.
Filling and, in.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I just went full-time at the gym this time last year.
Oh, wow.
And we cut ties to everything else and just said, you know what? Let's just go all in, because this kind of halvesies kind of thing isn't
right,
working.
Right.
And she mentioned before, it's such a beautiful thing. We can have our dog, who's with us right now. So if you hear a lot of snapping out there, it's because I'm snapping at my dog to sit down and stop pacing.
But he's been great.
He has been.
I'm really actually, good. I got an extra set of headphones. Which I'm for him.
And then we can have Nathan at the gym. So
right.
he's 8 and it's great. And we just, we're always together. And even he has his work at the gym. You know, he's got to work for
sure.
his money.
Oh, yeah.
So and that's
cute.
It.
You know, that's fantastic. You know, we're going to actually break right there, because we're going to go on for an hour or two more. Again, we'll be right back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. I'm with CKO Boxing. We'll see you back in a minute.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is Marina Case, principal designer of the Red Shutters in downtown Warwick. Tune in every Tuesday and join me for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center, here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
WTBQ.
And we're back. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. Thank you all for listening and being with us here each and every week. And, you know, before we get going here, I just want to say, you know, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and everybody was thankful for what they have, because this is why we get up every day and do what we do, to pay the bills, make our dreams come true. But the most important thing is to give thanks when we can. And I think Thanksgiving is probably the best time. It's one of my probably actually is my favorite holiday, because you get to have family around and bring up the old times, laugh, and have a good time, and don't forget why we do what we do. So we're back, and Sabrina is actually here with me, because Brian is doing the dog trot at the moment. He'll be right back. You guys, this is such a great interview. I love these people. This is so cool. But you know what? This is what makes being an entrepreneur, or being your own business person, so wonderful. And kind of the thing I was leading up to before we had to go to a break there is that there's some things that, you know, I think you guys are pointing out perfectly, some things you can't put a price tag on.
Right.
Right? And I think you were bringing that up. And then the flexibility, mm-hmm. to do what you need to do throughout the day to get things done is a huge piece of why you're doing it. What
Absolutely.
Would you say so?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when you have, you know, a family, but it's not even that. It's being able to, you know, take the time to do something like this and meet, you know, someone else who is an entrepreneur and wants to, you know, improve and is looking to, you know, talk about how business is, you know, is getting better or
right.
other things are, you know, I mean, being able to have the freedom to, you know, stop and have a cup of coffee with a member who, you know, may or may not be going through a rough time, you know, being able to treat people like human beings and not like a number. And I think when you work for yourself, you're more capable or able to do that than, you know, if you were working for a major corporation. I worked retail. I worked for quite a few designers. I know what it is. You know, I mean, it's for them. It's the bottom line. But you know, we're lucky enough that, yes, we need to pay the bills, but the bottom line are the people that we meet along the way. You know,
right.
That's what life is about. It's about the journey. It's not about the destination. So the more people we get to meet, interact, and help, you know, the richer our lives are.
Right. In all aspects, right? I mean, isn't it life in general? I think, listen, it's, again, I always say it's not rocket science.
No,
I mean, the more people we help, the more people we serve, the better everybody's life is, including the bottom line for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of neat, to say the very least. and so we're, you know, the other thing you guys were talking about before we took a break is you set this up as almost a family business, mm-hmm. and everybody's in, including the dog.
Right.
But so you're talking about your 8-year-old son and the ability to use the business to teach them something,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? Teach them responsibility, how to interact with people, all those money lessons, you mm-hmm. name it.
That's
right?
That's actually one of the biggest things, I think, that I talk about, the interaction with people, because we tend to get, and I do it sometimes too, where you get closed off and you get into these kind of like zones and you're like, you know, but you forget we're in a selfless service. So you have to always be selfless. You know, it's so difficult to be able to sit down, do something, and then you're trying to pummel through it, but something else is going to happen, and you got to be able to bounce back from that, and we got to be able to just handle it. So, like with the child, it's the same deal. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, no matter where you go, you're going to have to interact with people. Like, it just happens, you know, whether you want to or not. It's going to happen. And it's not like Nathan goes, oh, Dad, oh, let's go kickboxing today. No,
right,
he could
right.
care less about kickboxing, you know, but he wants to go to the
we
gym.
We know he will not be taking
because he'll
at
see the other kids, right?
He does want to come and play.
And that's another awesome thing we were talking about recently. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think that this thought where, you know, you want to hand down the business to your family, kids and that, but we don't look
they
at
don't
it that way. We
it.
Have to look at it as a business that we're going to set up. And that it's going to be super successful in so many aspects. But once again, the key component is going to be the passion. Why would we give it to somebody who's not going to be passionate?
Right.
But we could still use it as an avenue to help other people. And I
True.
Think we do that with our trainers,
right.
With other people when they ask. I know personally, and if they're listening, they would know it's if they have something where they want to propel into another business mm-hmm. or they're saying, you know, I'm having trouble, I need to do this, that, I try to help or coach in a way and go, great, well, look, we could talk about it together, but action is going to be the ultimate thing.
Action
I deal
is everything.
With that too, right?
And we actually had this like sit down conversation about whether or not, you know, what we were going to do when it was time for us to retire, you know, and is this going to be something that Nathan's going to take over? And, you know, the bottom
I think
line,
we're still kind
of, I mean, of course we want him to, of course we want him to have the same passions that we do to help people and all of that. But at the same time, we kind of said, you know what, he will figure it out. And whatever his passions are, that's what we want him to pursue. Because
Absolutely.
I can't imagine working a 9-to-5 anymore.
Well, you know, you're broken.
Right. I mean, you know, the mold is broken now.
Yeah. And you're unemployable.
I don't want him to be stuck in that lifestyle either. I want him to find, you know, something that he's passionate about and wants to pursue. And it could be baseball. It could be music. It could be, you know, it could be writing. It doesn't matter to me what it is. He's a very creative kid. Whatever he decides he's going to go for, he's going to succeed in. And I want to be able to support that and not be like, well, you're going to take over the business. You know?
Yeah. Well,
that's
you
not
know,
his responsibility. This is my passion.
You guys are very blessed in that way and having the ability to do that. But, you know, the neat thing, talk about, you know, setting this up. Mm-hmm. You know, did you sit down and write up a formal business plan?
Oh, hell no.
You know, we get such a diversity of clientele here. I've got some that, and there's two different ways of looking mm-hmm. at these things, right? Mm-hmm. Some, depending on the scope of the size of the business, there's no way you could do it without a formal business plan, especially if you're going
right.
for financing through
right.
the traditional, you know, channels. And then others, mm-hmm. like yourselves, said, you know what?
What is that?
Hell, we're going to, no, we're just going to wing it and make it happen.
It really, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about this. It was right place, right time. You know, God send. This was the direction I was meant to take. And
it was your calling.
I think he was meant to come along.
Yep.
but yeah, I mean, there was no plan. There was like, wow, this is really happening. All right. This is really happening. Let's make this shit happen. Oh,
yeah. Well, you're allowed to do that, by the way.
That's quite literally what it was. Yeah. Let's make this happen. There's, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's on that same thing. Fast tracking a little bit has helped propel us into other avenues. Like you said, for myself, I kind of found this, and I was like, oh, great. You know, this is an avenue where I get to explore a lot of the passions that I love to do, where I get to speak to people, where I get to help people, and I was on that whole selfless journey. since I said earlier, yep. you know, it was like, man, trying to discover myself. What the heck do I want to do? Now, am I saying that, do I want to be a CKO kickboxing owner only? No, absolutely not. Right. I think that that would be crazy to limit yourself. You know, I look at all these other avenues. I mean, we've already been looking at some other things and some other ventures. Will some happen? Maybe. Will some not? You know, it just...
It's life.
Exactly. Right. So, but we have to keep growing. We have to keep trying to figure out where do I want to continue, you know? And
you can't sit back.
Right.
You can't ever sit back and get comfortable where you're at. Right. I mean, you know, for all those listeners that are out there that, you know, have their own businesses or are considering doing their own businesses, one of the number one mistakes that I always see is people getting complacent. Mm-hmm. You know, they go, ah, it's all running fine. I don't even need to be there anymore, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden their castle comes crashing down on them. You got to be vigilant. You got to stay on top of your game, especially in a small business. Mm-hmm. And your business, you know, we haven't got into this yet, but what I'm going to understand is you're not the only two instructors you have.
No.
You've actually trained other instructors, right. Which has helped you obviously grow the business. How did that come about? Was that obviously out of necessity? You can only do so much during the day?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we're blessed in that, you know, CKO is a franchise. The founder is a real human being, and I can pick up the phone at any time and call him. So there's lots of guidance from them.
And support.
I mean, it's a franchise, but everybody that owns their own four walls is in charge of their own four walls. So, you know, I mean, just with guidance, you take the lead from the man who's done it before. Like that's,
right.
you know, I mean, I'm constantly like, I mean, talk about idolizing Joe Andrula. That is what I do. but you know, we constantly take his lead because, you know, if the wheel's not broken, you don't try to fix it.
No, you just try and tweak it.
And just like he has said before, you know, it's about the passion. And so if you're lucky enough to come across a member who loves it so much that says, hey, how do you become an instructor? That's when you know.
Okay.
You know, that's when you know that they're going to have it.
Right. You turn the light on somebody.
Right. They've also had the courage to ask, which
right.
means they're not scared to take a chance. And
well, you can make a big point. I think at the, you know, not to bounce back to the business plan
yeah,
thing,
no, yeah.
but I think one of the, obviously some of the benefits you had, is, and we've never had it. I haven't had a franchise owner on this yet. And mm-hmm. I think that brings a point, you know, the lack of business plan is being supported by the franchiser,
sure.
Who's giving you that constant support and
right.
guidance on how, and again, not try and reinvent the wheel here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tweaking
know,
it.
Tweak it.
Sure.
Because every demographic is different. Every location is different.
That's correct.
The people are different.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously had to adapt to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't grow up in Warwick.
Right. Well,
so,
close enough.
Close
but,
enough.
Yeah. I did. He didn't.
But you had to break into,
yeah.
and we'll kind of get into that in a minute here. You had to break into a brand new area
mm-hmm.
or take, was this franchise here before?
It was established,
it?
Yes.
It was established
and it was, they were looking for a new manager.
Okay.
It was what I was under the impression. But
okay.
Apparently they were looking for a new owner.
I think a cool point here is to kind of, let's talk about the business and how it was here already
yeah.
from its own entity point. So they came into town, and from my understanding, even from Joe and after we spoke, was, you know, they opened up, they came in town, they had a great thing,
right,
awesome
right.
buzz, this, that. Then after about a couple years, or immediately right after, they ended up moving to this location, then that whole bubble burst, the whole recession thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the first thing to go is it's fitness. I mean, it's always expendable,
yeah.
you know, because we don't really think
those
of
those are
that,
extras,
you know, and like I said, I'm all over the place. I'll say this earlier. I was just talking with Frank and I was telling Frank and I was like, knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick yet. And I attribute that because I'm always working out. I'm always taking my vitamins and I'm always properly hydrated. You know, that doesn't mean I'm not going to get sick. But what I am doing is I'm heightening my chances of not being prone to an illness. So now kind of going back to that, the business was dying and it was, you know, it happens
yeah.
because other people are real people too. And they have real life problems.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, and I hate to say it this way, but look, if something happens in your family and you've got a business, the only thing you're going to think about is like your dad, your mom, your son, your kid, your whatever's going on, and something that's what matters then, right? A family just took, boom, the highest priority, and then all of a sudden you're there. Everything else goes to the wayside. And I get that more than anybody else, because when I went through that whole like trying to discover myself, everything went to the wayside.
Right.
Even work. I didn't care anymore. You know, there was no drive, no passion. I was a zombie in life. So then that happened. And then that's how the opportunity actually arose. And now Sabrina was actually able to go there. And there was a lot of work in the beginning. Yeah. You know, since then, we've about at least quadrupled business since we got in there. It's actually at a point where we don't, in the beginning, we used to joke around and say, we're spending so much money here. So much money just to keep it alive.
Keep the doors open.
But the dream was there, right? And the dream is cool, and we know what it could be. So just keeping your eye on the prize and the end result, so long as we do that. And I say this very often to the gym, right? Because the journey in the middle sucks. Just like an hour workout, you're going to sweat, you're going to hurt. And I'm not trying to deter you from coming. But what I'm saying is it's difficult when you push your body and push your intensity. Right? When you're pushing yourself to your limits, then when you get to the end and you get that sigh of relief, you're like, ah, man, I did that. And that's so awesome. And if you haven't experienced that yet, that's something you have to. That should be a high priority. I need to do something out of my comfort level or comfort zone rather. And I just need to experience that, that awesome moment of satisfaction, reinforce that, keep doing that over and over. And guess what? Now you have a successful business.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things I noticed when I was reading about you, it's that consistency of success, right? And what you're talking about is a sense of accomplishment. You get that end, you go push through every adversity possible known to man, whether you're in working out or in business or in life, and you finally get to that goal where you go, yes, thank you, Lord. Okay.
Now there's the other 20.
Yeah, now what's next? Okay, there's tomorrow. So on that note, we'll be right back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We'll be right back.
Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey everybody, this is Rachel Ray. Join me today and every weekday with Rach on the Radio. I'll have tips to save you money, celebrity chit chat, and of course, food. All from the kitchen table of our Emmy award-winning show, Rachel Ray.
Weekdays at 12:30.
Hi, this is Taylor. Have your second cup of coffee with me every Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. Learn the latest in news, gossip, health, entertainment, and of course, all about animals. WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
Pockets of light freezing rain and freezing drizzle will just be plain drizzle and light rain through the morning and into the afternoon. High temperatures today will climb out of the low 30s to near 40 later on. Tonight, drizzle and light rain towards midnight, then showers overnight will drop down to near 40. For tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high closer to 50 in the afternoon. Periods of rain tomorrow night with the low heading back into the upper 30s to near 40. And that should clear out later tomorrow night, then Thursday becoming partly sunny with a high around 45. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti. It's The American Dream. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, I kind of constantly mess this up, but if anybody would like to call in and ask our guests any questions, please do so at 651-1110. That's 651-1110. And feel free to give us a buzz here, and we'd love to hear from you. We left off, JJ, we're going to get you headphones, buddy. We left off here, you know, talking about, you know, just business in general and how we get things going and what, you know, how we kind of motivate things to keep going here. And I think you guys are great motivators. I think this is kind of the part of being an owner, an entrepreneur, and a leader that you have to have. Not only, you know, obviously passion's great, but you have to be able to convey that passion to everybody that works for you or helps build your company. And I think that's not an easy thing to do. But you found it. Did you think? Would you attribute any of that, Brian, to the Army or anything? All the other leadership, or just a DNA
so.
Thing?
I think. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't even think that far sometimes. But it's funny how you find yourself going back to a lot of moments like that. And she's with me a lot, you know. And that kind of brings up another point where we all deal with things that are always ongoing. And I like working, especially when I work. We do a lot of personal training at the gym, so I get to work one-on-one with people too. So we do okay. the kickboxing and then personal training. And when I work with some people, kids, and everybody, you know, they all have issues, real life issues. And no matter the magnitude of it, which brings me to the case in point of anxiety and depression in our society today. And if you don't have one, you got the other. So
very true.
So we do a lot of that. And I'm very conscious of that. Actually, I was having this conversation. I always say I have this conversation because I probably have a million conversations in a day with everybody because I'm always trying to give as much information of whatever I've done. But I always tell people, look, this is what's worked for me. And we deal with a lot of like ups and downs. So I always try to find and look at it, not so much psychologically, but chemically. So what am I ingesting? What am I eating? What can help me in that forefront? But then also the psychology of things. But at the end of the day, yes, if I feel better, I'm going to try to help more people. But then on that same note, if I feel down, I try to do something that will help somebody else or be more selfless. And that brings my spirits right back up.
Right.
So I think that's a beautiful thing. And at the end of the day, you know, I was just listening to Mark Cuban this morning, and he goes,
I love Mark Cuban.
And then he goes like this. He goes, your bank account is a reflection of what you did yesterday, not what you're doing right now.
Right.
So I'm like,
good point.
That's an amazing thing. And if there's something we could take today, it's definitely that. What are you doing right now to propel yourself to move forward? What are you doing for your fellow human in life? And how are we going to move forward? And then ultimately you're going to grow your business. So.
Well, I think you do that effectively, and you the one thing you guys I've realized just talking to you is that you don't utilize, or maybe you do, but you don't the Facebooks, the Instagrams, you have them, mm-hmm. But is that it's not your sole source of marketing by any stretch of imagination. It's more
if
you.
I knew how to use it more. No, but Sabrina, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean digitally, you can't. It doesn't come across as naturally and organic as it actually is.
Yeah.
So. You know, yeah, it's great to be on social media, and I have a lot of fun running my portion of the Facebook page. I love interacting with people, and I love putting things up that are motivational. And you know, I have a lot of closed groups for like specific, you know, people,
groups. Okay.
I work with, so that it's private, but it's still a group family setting. Like everybody's kind of supporting each other, and that's great. And I love those aspects, but.
That's great. I love that you do that too, because I like creating content.
Right,
I create
right.
the content. We have our bloggers who help us. They'll do the content there. I'll do like the Instagram things where, you know, a picture says a million things. And usually they're more intimate, more so than just the gym. Because, I mean, anybody could just make a gym page
right. And
you could just start putting pictures up and write, yes, succeed. Eye of the tiger, sweat and get fit.
Right, right. Like, where can I grab a quote from the internet?
Yeah,
and stick it on there?
You know, but
it's the chance to interact with an actual human being and not through a little computer device that you put in your pocket. That's what makes the difference. That's what changes people's attitudes every day. You know, that's what makes that snap decision. You know, someone looking you directly in the eye and saying, "Good morning, how are you today?" You know, mm-hmm. and genuinely wanting to know the answer, you know, not just like moving on to the next thing.
And on that same note, we've organically grown, which right. is cool. Like, I mean, we've done marketing. I mean, what business doesn't, right? Here and there. And we were just talking about things like that. But at the end of the day, we're not pumping a lot of money into papers, ads, this, that. What we're trying to do is reach people organically. Now, could we have gotten a lot more membership and spiked up our numbers right away? Absolutely. But would our retention level have been as high?
Good point.
Right.
So
you're not building that relationship.
That's something.
You're bringing in the right people because the right people are bringing in those people.
If mm-hmm. I were a deli and I was selling $5 sandwiches with a bag of chips and a soda, that's awesome, right? That's great. But what happens when people want something quality, right? What are you doing to keep those people there? Why are they going to your deli? Because now they got another deli that down the street, they're doing the same thing.
Right.
So what makes them go to yours versus theirs? Oh, that one's closer. Let me just go there. Oh, I like that person at the counter. Ugh, no, we'll drive the extra 5 minutes. Let's go to that one. I don't like the way this person treated my friend. Oh my God, I heard this horrible story. Mm-hmm. So that's really what it comes down to. At the end of the day, It's what did your friend or your neighbor say about that local place?
And that's the truth. No. I mean, if anybody's listening, that is the best point of the entire conversation is the you could sink or bring a business to another peak of high by word of mouth.
Right.
And the retention. So, if anybody's you're listening out there, it's hard enough. And I'd say this every day to all our reps that work for us and the people we work with is, it's hard enough to get that one client in the door.
Mm-hmm.
The job is keep them.
Right.
Right. The retention, because otherwise you're spending money, spinning your wheels for nothing, and you got obviously love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And again, this kind of points out that the complete world of difference of all companies across the board. Right. Well, you have I have a brewing company we interviewed here. Facebook, Instagram is key to their marketing. But there's
wasn't
not
a Russian duck, was it?
It wasn't Russian duck, but I love Russian duck.
Yeah, me too.
Fantastic. but it was actually Newburgh Brewery for fantastic people.
Oh, they're awesome too. Yep. I did a race for them recently. They had to. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue your thought.
Yep. Well, see, this ADD. These entrepreneurs go all over the place. So I'm sorry, everybody. But it's the difference in how you use the social media, what the traditional marketing, and everything else. But and you point out a very good point to this is that a lot of people, depending on the business, you might not need. The type of marketing, the traditional marketing, the Facebook, and so on and so forth. If you can get that loyal following, mm-hmm. there is no better advertising or marketing, period.
Absolutely.
And that's obviously worked for you guys tremendously,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you treat people the way you want to be treated,
right.
There's another rocket science, right? I mean, it's not hard, nope. Folks. Do the right thing.
The way our massage therapist treats us, then we might not keep a lot of people. Go to the bone.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Yeah, but no, you're right. I mean, creating raving fans is important, and I can't think of any better way to create a raving fan than to love them as much as they love me.
Yeah.
And that's, I think...
And as you grow, you kind of wear it thin a little bit, but you still got enough to give. Yeah.
No, I mean, if our members don't know how much we love them and how much we're genuinely invested in them, then we're doing something wrong.
It's the loyalty.
Yeah.
It
really is.
And the more, it's funny, as the more I get to listen to you speak, the passion just exudes from you.
Yeah.
And I think anybody who hasn't visited CKO absolutely should take the time to do it. I know that, as I told you probably off air, I know my daughter will be visiting you very shortly here.
Awesome.
She's actually considering doing ROTC.
Oh. Yeah.
She definitely.
Yeah.
Just sent my cousin, my other dude, just came home from school for the weekend. His PT score's up through the roof right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you're in that environment and you're with like-minded people, you're going to do that. They said, right? Hang out with five intelligent people, you're the sixth. If you hang out with five wealthy people, you will be the sixth. If you hang out with five idiots, well, you know what you are. So...
We just sent off another member too. Brianne just left for her specialty school. So
is that right?
Wishing her the best.
That's awesome.
This kind of took me completely by surprise because you'll have your hands full if she actually decides to move forward with this. But super intelligent lady to say the very least, and going into nursing. But the physical motivation has never been the number one. Man, Aaron's design. And she was the only reason you should ever run is if somebody's chasing you.
Chasing you, right. Bear.
But
nursing is that's a high endurance industry. I mean, if you can't stay on your feet all day, if you can't lift patients.
12 hours, baby.
We do have quite a few, medical staff from, Orange and also from St. Anthony's
that come.
And they definitely talk about how it makes their job easier.
Sure.
And you may be sore, that good post-workout sore. But when you go to lift a patient and you're not struggling and you're not straining your back and you're not throwing something out in order to do it, that's when you're like, oh, that's got to be the workout.
Right.
It's got to be what I've been doing.
Funny, healthy body, healthy mind, mm-hmm. all those fun things come back, to play here. And we kind of repeat this process over and over and over again. But you're doing an amazing job. So we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back for our final segment. This is Jim Mazzetti, American Dream. We'll be right back with CKO Boxing. Oh, kickboxing. Sorry.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, Polka fans, it's Nat the Cat inviting you to join me for an hour of polka fun each and every Sunday morning. For the very best in polkas, waltzes, and obedics, join us at 10 a.m. for the Natalie Gabala Polka Fun Show, Sundays, and it's all here on TBQ.
Hi, this is David Dirks, the host of the Dirks Outdoor Show. Call in as we discuss everything for the outdoor sportsman every Saturday at 7 a.m. right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream, and we are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And as I said before, if you have any questions for our guests, please feel free to give us a ring at 651-1110. And what a great interview. And it's been all over the world and all over the board, but that's what we love about this show is, it doesn't have to have such bloody structure. That's what makes entrepreneurs great. We're able to kind of shake and adapt and do what we got to do to get there. But I do want to make sure that we touch upon the one thing that you guys have done very, very well, obviously, is you've taken a non-traditional route to building your business. And I mean non-traditional route being that you didn't spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a web page. You didn't spend on a website thousands and thousands of dollars on marketing. And probably either A, you couldn't, or B, it wasn't necessary. And we'll go with the first.
We'll go with number one.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop you.
Right.
It didn't stop you because, listen, you knew in your heart that I got to do this. And I can't wait. I'm not going to wait till I'm financially stable to be able to do this because the opportunity might be gone. Right. And I think that's kind of an important message I think we should get across here today is that, when those opportunities come about, sometimes they're one in a million. Mm-hmm. And you got to be, so if you're sitting on the fence and you hear your call, and don't be afraid to take the leap.
Say when opportunity knocks, just be ready to answer.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you got to be all in. I think that's another piece of this thing I've gotten from you guys throughout the show today is you're all in. It's not a part-time deal. It's not, we'll go in there today and, if it wasn't work, so be it. We're still getting paid. You're all in.
Right.
And that's an important part of running any business, I think, regardless of whatever it may be.
And I totally agree with that. I think one of the things for people out there who are looking to start a business or looking to start a venture and say, I can't let go of what I'm doing right now, that's a great point. What we're saying is you don't have to leave your job and go do this. What we're saying is on your off time, that thing that you want to establish or build, start building it. But on that little time that you're given, you're all in. You're right. Not part in. You're saying, I'm doing everything that I have to do right now to get this done and start launching this, even the uncomfortable things, because me and Sabrina do focus on those things. Yeah. She's got strengths. I got strengths. I don't mind going out, talking to people, randomly walking into a place and getting thrown out. That's fine.
Right.
Just saying hi. Oh, okay. Well, bye. Oh, okay. Bye.
Yeah, but you listen, the more doors you knock on, the more opportunities you create, that's what happens.
Sure.
It only takes one or two, and next thing you know, things are off and running. I was just saying, entrepreneurs make the invisible visible. That's the neat thing about them. Yeah. Like, you take an idea or a concept, and you actually make it come to fruition. And it's not an easy journey, but you suck it up, and you get going, and you wake up every day and go and kind of keep trying and keep doing it until it happens. But you've done a great job of it. So what's next for you guys? So, is there what goals you're looking to take CKO to the next level?
Well, I don't know. Maybe with CKO, with CKO, upgrading equipment at the gym, kind of giving it a little bit of a makeover, reaching a new peak, and what we're looking to do is kind of blanket the area with this positiveness, this amazingness, where one of our key goals is to bring health awareness. The more health awareness we have, the better off you're going to be. I tell people when they call on the phone sometimes, and I'll say two things. I'll say, it does, you know, kickboxing or whatever you end up picking isn't really going to be the determining factor. What the determining factor is going to be, are you ready? Right? These are for the people that ask me, well, is this going to work for me? I'm trying to do this. You won't know unless you come and try it out. And I go, come take the free trial class. And if you enjoy it, then we go over packages. If you don't like it, it doesn't matter how much it costs, right, because you're not going to pay a dollar for it.
It's worth nothing to you.
So,
yeah.
Or you become that favorite member at every gym.
Yeah.
Gets her credit card debited every month and never shows up.
Oh, we know that.
And you know, I mean, that's all well and good, but that's not.
It's not who you guys are about.
For. No,
no,
I mean,
it's not what we want.
Help,
so
we want to help them get to their goals. You
but
know,
they,
whatever
yeah,
they are.
And reasons, right?
People yeah.
have so many, and I
yeah.
call them reasons, yeah, aka yeah. excuses.
Right. Right.
Right.
Well, no, I got them. I got a lot of them.
Not to get into specifics, but we have one member who. Has fibromyalgia. She started 3 years ago. She was on blood pressure medication, a sleep apnea machine, and then dealing with the fibromyalgia all at the same time. She's down, and it's taken her time. I mean, fibromyalgia, she's in chronic pain.
Yes.
So, you know, she had to learn the difference between, is this fibromyalgia pain or is this workout pain? What's the difference between? So we needed to find where her envelope was and try and push her past that, you know, like if it's not workout pain, can you push through it? You know, is it something that's so bad that you're not going to be able to sleep tonight, you know?
Right.
So we had to learn her, but it took, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, I think, and she was saying that she was going back to the doctor to see about her blood pressure medication because it was making her lightheaded, which meant she didn't need, you know, as large of a dose anymore. And they slowly weaned her off her blood pressure medication. She doesn't use the sleep apnea machine anymore. She's
fantastic.
You know, I mean, the fibromyalgia is not going to go away, but she's 78 pounds lighter than she was when she started, so that's putting less strain on the joints. It's, you know, she's her quality of life has been affected by her input in the gym. It, you know, she gives us all the credit, but it's not.
But
she's,
it's not
she's,
us.
She's
it's
the,
her,
the warrior there.
You know?
She's the true champion, and it was
we'll
her
take a little
willing
credit.
To get past the point of things being uncomfortable. She was willing to get out of her comfort zone and get uncomfortable to increase her quality of life, and that's like. If there's any story, it is her story that is what we're about.
Yep.
That is what we do. We don't want the people to just write a check every month and not show up. We want them to come in because we want to be able to help them in whatever it is.
Well, you know, it kind of points to your uniqueness at CKO. Actually not so much the brand, but the people behind the brand. And when I, you know, as I'm listening here, you can tell that it's built on, you actually, it's not this massive class of Zumba, everybody's lined up and they're doing their thing. You're actually personalizing your attention to each individual and kind of specializing their workouts to that degree as well. Am I getting
yeah.
that?
Yep.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah, it's not just a blanketed thing. They get
right,
to modify.
Right. Yeah.
So
and that's the niche you guys created. You know, it's a niche, and it's and obviously you've done fantastic with it. Love it.
That is awesome. Like the psychology she was talking about that member, it's just like everybody else has their things. Mm-hmm. And for anybody listening out there, we're not just talking about working out. We're talking about everything.
Talking about life.
Exactly. You know, you need to break past that psychology.
Right.
The one thing I said to my brother a few years ago was he had just come back or he was just about to leave for his first deployment, and he was in the Marine Corps. And I said to him, I go, dude, we sat down, we were in the car, I had him listen to like a song or two, and I was like, these are my songs, bro. I was like, this embodies everything that I felt. And I go, something's gonna happen when you get back, because you're going into this area. And I go, you might end up having something that you're gonna have to live with for the rest of your life. Now, are you gonna let that stop you? Or are you going to take that and just move forward and say, hey, I have this, cool, let me move on. And what I'm talking about is having like those depressive episodes,
yep.
PTSD. And then I go, it's a real thing. A lot of people have that. Are you going to let that hold you back? Or are you going to use that to your advantage and just move forward and say, great, I have that. Now, how can I work around that? Maybe try to lessen it a little bit in the process, but just still move forward, because it's not a hurdle. It's not a wall. So I'm talking about every psychological barrier, every chemical imbalance that we might have, every thought or emotional draw that you might have. How do you break past that and move forward? Because it's you that's stopping you, not anybody else. You
Good
know?
Question.
Right.
So, and that's in anything in life, whether you're running a business, a family, you know, just trying to get through day-to-day design.
Activities.
It's activities. You know, and activity, whether it's in business in general. You know, listen, the human body's not meant to sit on their keister for 12 hours a day.
I love that you said that. Thank you.
No, it's not designed that way.
Right, right.
But, you know, that said, so listen, before we get off the air, where can we find you guys?
We are located at 20 Ronald Reagan Boulevard in Merchant Square. So if anybody knows that whole Crystal Run row right off Kings Highway,
sure,
we are right there in that little strip mall.
Fantastic.
And if we're not there, we might be at Miles Wealth Management.
That's right. Absolutely. Might we'll set you guys up like personal trainer up there. I know a bunch of people can use it.
We do travel. Have equipment. Yeah. We'll travel.
Now, you have a website as well?
We do.
Okay, which is?
www.ckowarwick.com.
And the phone number. Let me see here.
You can call 845-544-2561. We'll pick up. If we don't, please leave a message, and we'll get back to you.
They say, on the website, within an hour or so when we're done. But I think
every class is about an hour, so.
Is that right?
Yep.
So figure that. If you get a message, you know in about an hour, you'll get a phone call back. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time
Thanks
out
so
of your busy day.
Us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Very inspiring, and I can't wait to come visit you guys out at Ronald Reagan Boulevard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's make it
happen.
And the dog will be there, obviously, as well.
Yes, he's there every day.
Good man. Listen, folks, please, we'll be back next Tuesday. This is Jim Mazzetti of The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, and you can find us, actually, at Miles Wealth Management at 59 North Main Street. And you can actually give us a call, believe it or not, as well. We have the same thing. We actually have a human being answering the phone who's Roseanne. And our number is 845-651-3070. And if there's anybody who would like to be on the show, please reach out to us. Give us a call. We'd love to have an entrepreneur out there who's got a motivating story, a great story to tell, and hopefully will inspire some others to take the leap of faith to kind of make this, keep this country great and make their dreams come true. So with that said, we will see you next week, and God bless and take care.
Take care.